This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Milton. At least 149 people, mostly teenagers and young adults in their 20s, were killed in a crush when a huge crowd celebrating Halloween surged into an alley in a nightlife area of the South Korean capital Seoul on Saturday night, emergency officials said.
06시 현재 인명피해는 225명이 발생했습니다. 이 중에서 사망이 149명, 부상자 76명.
The head of the Yongsan Fire Station says the total number of casualties is 225. 149 people died and 76 were injured. Among the 76 injured people, 19 are in serious condition and 57 were slightly hurt. Two foreigners were among the dead and others were transferred to nearby hospitals. It was the first Halloween event in Seoul in 3 years after the country lifted COVID-19 restrictions and social distancing. Many of the partygoers were wearing masks and Halloween costumes. The Russian Defense Ministry says Moscow has suspended its implementation of a UN-brokered grain export deal that has allowed more than 9 million tons of grain to be exported from Ukraine, lowering global food prices. The Kremlin said it will no longer guarantee the safety of cargo ships participating in the UN-led initiative, citing as the reason for its exit an alleged Ukrainian drone attack against Russia's Black Sea Fleet anchored off the coast of occupied Crimea. In his nightly video address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said Russia has been deliberately aggravating the food crisis since September when it blocked the movement of ships bearing Ukrainian food supplies. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Saturday that the move by Russia was purely outrageous.